Death penalty laws are under review in at least half a dozen states this year. In most cases, the concern is over fairness, whether innocent people are being sentenced to death, whether the law is being applied evenly. But in Kansas, where there hasn't been an execution in 38 years, the cost of death penalty trials is drawing attention. From Kansas Public Radio, Peter Hancock reports.
In June of 2000, investigators searching a farmstead in rural southeast Kansas made a gruesome discovery, a pair of 55-gallon drums containing the bodies of two women who'd been missing for years. Authorities in Kansas and Missouri filed capital murder charges against John Robinson. 6 months later, on a frozen soccer field in Wichita, police found the naked bodies of four people who'd been shot execution style after being kidnapped and sexually tortured. Two brothers, Jonathan and Reginald Carr, were arrested and charged with capital murder in those crimes. Both murder cases went to trial this year, and all three defendants were convicted and sentenced to death. While no one here questions the heinous nature of the crimes, state officials are questioning the cost of the trials, more than $2 million and climbing. With the state facing a budget crisis, forcing cuts in education and health care programs, even death penalty proponents, like State Senator Steve Morris, are asking whether it's worth the cost.
If it's going to take us years and years and years to actually carry out a death penalty sentence, and if every year it costs us $500,000 or so per defendant, maybe we ought to reevaluate it.
It's been so long since Kansas carried out the death penalty that its last execution was done by hanging. In the 9 years since capital punishment was reinstated, only 14 cases have gone to trial. That has resulted in 7 death sentences. The bill to taxpayers totaled over $10 million just for defense lawyers. Ron Evans, who heads the state's death penalty defense unit, says there's no cheap way to defend a capital murder case.
If you try to do it as cheaply as possible, it ends up not being a fair process. Cases end up getting reversed. I don't know how you could constitutionally deny someone if a showing has been made that an expert is required, and experts just cost a lot of money.
In Kansas, those costs are starting to affect other parts of the criminal justice system. Twice in the past year, the State Board of Indigent Defense Services had to stop payments to attorneys working as assigned counsel in other criminal cases, mainly because of the high cost of capital murder trials. With 3 more death penalty cases getting ready for trial, Pat Scalia, who heads the Public Defender Program, says the coming fiscal year doesn't look any better.
We anticipate running out of money once again and needing to transfer funds again from assigned counsel if necessary.
It's a long-standing principle in American law that if a defendant can't afford a lawyer, the state is supposed to provide one. But when the state can't afford to pay for one either, many officials think it casts a shadow on the entire criminal justice system. But Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein argues that if money is the issue, repealing the death penalty isn't the solution.
It's an issue of justice. It's whether the state has a right, when someone intentionally takes the life of another human being, to call for the forfeiture of the guilty life. And I believe that justice does allow that.
Public opinion here is squarely on Klein's side. Support for capital punishment is so strong, some experts say it's surprising Kansas didn't reinstate the death penalty before 1994. But polls show even stronger support for funding things like education and social services, programs that have been forced to take cuts because of budget shortfalls. And because there's little enthusiasm among lawmakers for raising taxes, the reinstated Kansas death penalty may never be used. For NPR News, I'm Peter Hancock in Topeka.